AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. After a brief timeout for some sleep following an all-night session in Switzerland, negotiators in nuclear talks with Iran will resume talking later this morning. In the meantime, White House spokesman Josh Earnest says it's not true that extending the talks for another day means the U.S. and its allies are caving in to Tehran.
I actually would posit to you that the reason that we're a day past the deadline is because the international community is insisting on a good deal.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has been indicted on federal corruption charges. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports the charges stem from the Democratic lawmaker's relationship with a Florida eye doctor.
The 14-count indictment alleges that in a 7-year period, Menendez accepted close to $1 million worth of lavish gifts and campaign contributions from the doctor. In exchange, he used the power of his Senate office to influence contractual and Medicare billing disputes worth tens of millions of dollars to the doctor. In addition, Menendez allegedly supported the visa applications of several of the doctor's girlfriends.
Menendez, who has a court appearance later today, told supporters last night he expects to be vindicated. Pemex, the state-owned oil company in Mexico, says 4 workers were killed and 16 hurt Wednesday when a fire and explosion turned one of its oil platforms into a raging inferno. AP correspondent Mark Stevenson reports the cause is under investigation.
Early indications from the company's director says it points to in quote-unquote mechanical error. That could be a failed valve. We don't know what it is yet. It's still being investigated.
Pemex says some oil seeped into the Gulf of Mexico, but insists there was no oil spill per se. 2 of those people injured are in very serious condition. This is AP Radio News. The governor of California is ordering mandatory water restrictions.
Jerry Brown is telling the State Water Resources Control Board water usage must be cut by 25% compared to 2013 levels.
It's a different world. We have to act differently. And that's why I'm here, not only to send the message, but to signal this new executive order.
Brown says the drought in California is historic. He used an example of the area in Echo Lake where he was speaking.
We're standing on dry grass, and we should be standing in 5 feet of snow. That's the way it has been.
Snow supplies about a third of California's water. I'm Ed Donahue.
The death toll is rising from a Russian freezer trawler that sank this morning off the Kamchatka Peninsula. Rescue workers say at least 54 of the international crew of 132 were killed, 63 rescued, 15 still missing. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.